It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast, and is it a title edition? We're going to get to game numero cinco of the NBA Finals. Potential closeout game for the Denver Nuggets on their first ever franchise title in the 47-year existence of that esteemed and fine franchise overall. Of course, they get on the Miami Heat. We're going to get there momentarily, but as we start off every single Fade 5 podcast, honk, honk, let's hop aboard the Plus Bus with tickets in hand and your luggage packed away underneath, nice and snugly. Lundy, what is your favorite plus money wager on the board tonight? At least odds of even money, that's plus 100 or greater for those who need to be in the know.
Let me roll with a little same game parlay on the diamond for us here. I got a three-legger, Brad, that we're looking for hits. All we need are hits. Can be a single, can be a double, can be a triple, can be a home run, as long as it is a safe reach of the bag. By each of these three guys, and we're going actually down to Arlington, shall we? Let's talk Texas and the LA Angels. A couple of guys on the Rangers roster that I like for a hit tonight. I'm going to start off with Corey Seager against Tyler Anderson, a nice, healthy 381 lifetime average against him, 8 for 21. One of those is a triple. One of them is a home run. So we know we can do the extra bases, but all I need, I don't care, Texas leaguer, as long as we're down in Texas. Just give me that little bloop shot out of Corey Seager. Let me go to Jonah Heim as well. I told you that Seager has a 381 lifetime average. Heim's lifetime average is 556 against Tyler Anderson. So he knows how to get on base. So those two, and then just for even measure to get us up into some solid plus numbers, I'm going to throw in Shohei Ohtani as well. He's riding a seven-game hitting streak right now. So even though his lifetime average in terms of going up against Dane Dunning of the Rangers is actually only 200, I'm going to ride the fact that he's got a hot bat right now. So I don't need a lot out of Shohei. All I need is a single. So all three of those guys, Corey Seager, Jonah Heim, and Shohei Ohtani, if each one of them gets me a hit in the game in Arlington today, plus 145 over at DraftKings.
Oh, I like that. We're going to have more on the Texas Rangers a little bit later on here on the Fade 5 Podcast. And of note, just take any Texas Ranger against left-handed pitching. They murder southpaws this season. So great call there, Lundy. Talk about another guy that takes care of business against left-handers. How about Corbin Carroll, the frontrunner right now for National League Rookie of the Year, member of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he's going to slither. And he is going to slay his way to the overall 1.5 total bases against the Philadelphia Phillies, plus 120, available at BetMGM. Dylan Covey is on the mound for the Phillies in this game. And this season, Lundy, he's merely given up a 406 batting average to left-handed hitters and a 7.11 ERA overall. I look at Carroll, a guy that is searing hot right now. He has recorded a hit in 11 of his last 13 games, and a guy that's gotten at least two total bags in 5 of his last 9. He's hitting over 400 over the last 15 days, and on the season, he's hitting a robust 314 against right-handed pitchers, which Covey is. So Corbin Carroll, slap one into a gap. And let's collect some cold, hard cash on that over 1.5 total bags against the Philadelphia Phillies at plus 120 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board on this Monday, let's keep on trucking with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Yeah, I told you we'd have more action on the Texas Rangers, and I am going to take the run line, which is just a half of a run. So will they have a lead at the end of 5 innings against Shohei and the LA Angels? And I say yes, they indeed will. The juice there at minus 115 at BetMGM. You look at Tejas, 6-4 on the run line for the first 5 innings in their last hand contest, but on the season, they have the best record in Major League Baseball in first 5 inning bets on the run line, 44-20. That's insanely good. LAA above 500 in that category as well, but by just a game at 34-33, and they are 3-7 on the run line for the first five innings in their last 10 games. You mentioned Tyler Anderson. He has been pummeled repeatedly this season on the dish. Another left-hander, another guy that the Texas Rangers should key on and tee off on overall. You look at Anderson, a 5.63 ERA combined, first and second times through the opponent batting order. He's been woeful, to say the least. Dane Dunning, the antithesis of woeful, 2.06 ERA first and second time through the opponent batting order. Texas number one, numero uno in Major League Baseball, and runs scored over the first five innings at 3.81 in total. You look at the Angels, not that far off that pace. Number three in Major League Baseball, and average runs scored per first five innings at 3.15. But Texas, as I mentioned, they just throttle left-handed pitchers. They're batting 289 as a team with an 826 OPS against southpaws. That is ridiculous. So to recap, Rangers on the half of a run line. I say they cover that first five innings against the LA Angels, -115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow? I think I know where you're going.
Oh yeah, all about this one. This could even be a fun leg if you want to throw it in on that same game parlay I was giving you a second ago with the hits. You want to add another leg, do something like this with them on the first five. You're looking at an LA team that's won six out of the last seven, but all but one of those were at home. They're not nearly as good on the road. In fact, they're sub 500, I think, on the road. Whereas you're talking about a Texas team that is, I think, 21-9 so far this season at home. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's either four or five in a row that they have won at home against lefties. So you're just you're doing all the correlation. You're sending it like, you know, just you're just packing everything together into one general thought. And that is that despite the fact, as I said, that LA is 6-1 over the course of their last seven, all signs are pointing for them to cool off here as they go on the road.
Yeah, take advantage of the Rangers. Yeehaw! Swing that cowboy hat above your head, because I think they're cashing a damn ticket.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 podcast on this Manic Monday. Give me Liberatore on the overwalks, or give me death. Matthew Liberatore of the St. Louis Cardinals, who are flapless and wingless right now. Dead last in the NL Central, and I am not shedding a tear as a Chicago Cubs fan, though the Cubs right now next to dead last in the NL Central. But still, that's one notch better than the hated rivals in the St. Louis Cardinals. But getting back to the rookie pitcher for the Redbirds, I think he's going to issue at least three free passes against the San Francisco Giants. If he does so, +105 at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Liberatore and what he has done on the bump, a 4.80 walks per nine mark this season. Just a 7.8% swinging strike rate. So guys are swinging and they're generally making contact, or they're just taking another ball and acquiring a base. He has been over this just one time in four career starts, or starts this season, I should say, for the St. Louis. But you look at San Francisco, a team that has exercised extreme patience here of late. Over the last couple of weeks, in all of Major League Baseball, the Giants have the second highest walk percentage of any team in the league at 10.9%. Though, to be fair, they have just a 307 OBP against left-handed pitchers this season. So hopefully they will be patient at the plate tonight. And Liberatore hands out those free passes so I can cash a ticket. So Lundy, fade or follow the over on Liberatore, 2.5 walks against the Giants, plus money, +105 at DraftKings.
I'm going to fade you on this one. Despite the trend that San Francisco has been on, I'm actually going to follow a little more of the trend with Liberatore, with the fact that he's only done it once. And you actually got to go all the way back to his first start this season to find that. So I'm going to say he's going to get right at two, and then he gets the hook and you don't get your third walk.
Stay in there for at least five innings. Please survive. And then just dole out those free passes, rookie.
Number three.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade 5. Let's get to game numero cinco here of the NBA Finals. And what could be a clincher, and the party could commence in the Mile High City there at Ball Arena. And I'm getting some grips on them balls, all right. And so is Denver in this game. I think they're going to win this sucker, and I think they're going to cover. So I'm building a little safety first on this SGP. Give me the Nuggets. I'm going to take the line down to minus 4.5. And then give me Miami and correlate, synergize, and bring it all together on the under 104.5 team total points scored. A little bit heavier juice there on this two-legger, minus 125 at BetMGM. But I believe the SGP cashes. The Nuggets defense has been dynamite here in this NBA postseason. Over the entire stretch of the playoffs, number 5 in points per possession allowed at 1.111, and even better here, the NBA Finals. They've given up just 93 points. They had that blip in game number 2, in which they lost at home. They gave 108 to Miami in that contest and followed up with shutdowns of 94 points and 95 points. So in 3 of 4 of these NBA Finals matchups, Miami has failed to score even 96 points. And it could be a struggle for them to get to the century mark tonight. Plus Denver, I believe, is going to cover with relative ease. Though Miami is 7-3 ATS in their last 10 road games, Denver is 6-4 ATS on the standard lines in their last 10 home contests. So to recap, give me the Nugs on an old spread of minus 4.5, and give me Miami on the under 104.5 points, minus 125 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fair to follow.
I will follow on this one. As you will see coming up in bonus time, I do not have a lot of action on this game, in part because I'm going to be there, and I just want to enjoy the moment, okay? Uh-huh. Every now and then, believe it or not, it is actually not about betting. It is actually about just being a fan. Sometimes I can actually put my bank account to the side, which I've done a lot lately, by the way. Just pushed my bank account to the side. Yeah, a lot of it. I just keep pushing it into this ditch sitting over here to the side of me. But no, I like this one. I think Denver wins this relatively handily. So this really, to me, comes down to your team total that you've got rocking on Miami. I could play the under on that one. I might, if I were doing this one, Brad, I might actually take that Denver spread. I might bump it up a little bit and get myself a little bit more cushion on Miami's team total. That might be me and how I play this. Probably come out pretty close to your same odds of the 125. But I might take that team total to, say, 106.5 and then mess with Denver's spread. Because, again, I think Denver's winning this by double digits tonight.
Betting restraint? Oh, damn it, Lundy, you're such a coward.
Number 2.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's see if I can lure Lundy on this one. Maybe he'll get a little bit of action to keep himself even more interested in his attendance there at game number 5 of the NBA Finals. I'm going to go with a guy who has been a king of consistency in dishing out dimes. In fact, I think he's cranking out bagfuls down the street at the Denver Mint, and that is Jamal Murray. Give me the over. 8.5 assists at plus 105, plus money right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And we've seen this line inch its way up here in this NBA postseason, specifically in the finals, when it opened at 6.5 and it went to 7.5. And now it's at a high of the entire postseason for Murray of 8.5. And I still think he hits the over. Here's what he's done in the NBA Finals. Let me refresh your memory if you have forgotten. 10 assists, 10 assists, 10 assists. Tens are wild. And a dozen assists in the last game. He's only gone over the entirety of the postseason 5 times. Again, 4 of those efforts have come in the last 4 games. Miami, sure, they have allowed the 5th fewest opponent assists per game this postseason, a 23.2. But it's all about that bubbling chemistry on the pick-and-roll action with Nikola Jokic, some of the kick-out game to the guys along the perimeter, Bruce Brown. I'm going to have a parlay, a prop leg on him a little bit later. And really, the Nuggets in general, they're shooting close to 50% here in this NBA postseason. So Jamal Murray going to be a distributor du jour yet again. Give me the over 8.5 assists plus 105 at DraftKings. Lundy. Fade or follow?
Oh, I'll follow on this one, and I'll save you the trouble, because in bonus time I'm going to make you even more money off of Jamal. So let's roll with this one. Take it now while it's at plus odds, folks. Take it.
Yeah. Again, he's rolling out the FDRs at the Denver Mint. Drop some more dives, Jamal Murray.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Fade 5 podcast today. This could be our final bow of the NBA season, so let's get in one more bet here on this SGP. Denver's winning it tonight. Confetti's going to rain down. Party's going to begin. Lundy is going to be passed out in the fetal position somewhere near Wynkoop. I guarantee you that. So they're going to win. Jokic is going to get 10-plus boards, and bam, Adebayo, who has been really the only consistent rebounder for this team, gets at least 10 rebounds as well. All three of those legs hit. You're looking at a, seduced by the juice, plus 130 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Just kind of zero in on this wager. You don't need any more information about Denver on the money line. Just know that I have a very good feeling they're going to win this thing. If they don't, then I'm going to look like a giant boob, but that goes without saying most days on end. Looking at Nikola Jokic, he's gone 10, 11, 21, and 12 boards in this NBA Finals round. He has had at least 10 rebounds in 16 of his last 19 games, for crying out loud. So, like taking that down and eliminating the hook as well. Just get to double figures. Same with Bam, who's gone 13, 9, 17 and 11. So he has been under just once in the four games in the NBA Finals and gone over in 10 of 22 NBA postseason games. But he has been one of the most consistent contributors for this Miami Heat team. And I don't think he is going to fall by the wayside in an elimination game. So Lundy, fade or follow all this SGP. Please come with me. Denver Nuggets, money line, Jokic, 10 plus boards. Bam! 10-plus boards, plus 130 at DraftKings.
Follow the yellow brick road. Yeah, we're going to follow on this one. I like Bam for the 10. I definitely like Jokic for the 10. Denver money line, me, okay, plus 130. You did it. You found a nice, sexy payday, a little bankroll builder as we go into the off season. We got a little hockey tomorrow, but you know, then we're going to be in the off season, Brad, where all we've got is baseball, and all we're doing is watching the greatness of Shohei Ohtani over and over and over again.
We can't even fade the A's right now.
Yeah, well, I can. I can still find a way to fade Oakland. Trust me. I'm sure I can find a way to be able to do it. But yes, they have actually looked like an actual baseball team here for a little while. I think maybe Brad Pitt showed up and was helping them with their lineup, you know, maybe moving around, a little different rotation in the pitching.
Yep.
You know, Jonah Hill's there. It's great. It's just a fantastic opportunity for Oakland to actually look like a real baseball team.
Yep, no doubt about it. How about some real selections in bonus time? Let's increase the entertainment factor tonight, whether it's in the NBA Finals. I think you've already teased an additional wager there, or Major League Baseball or elsewhere. Lundy, what do you have for me on this fine Monday?
Let me give you a couple here. I want to start off on the baseball diamond. First of all, the Rockies are on the road. What do we do when the Rockies are on the road? We fade the living shit out of them. That's what we do when the Rockies are on the road. So take the Boston Red Sox, because that is where Colorado and company will be this evening. They will be staring down the green monster, and it will eat them alive. Take Boston on the run line. So give me the Red Sox minus the 1.5. Best odds that I saw this morning, minus 130 at DraftKings. Boston's a heavy favorite in this game, like minus 245, I think, on the money line. So take the run line instead, the minus 1.5 on that one. You can at least get the juice down to minus 130. Maybe pair it up with something else that you like. For example, Denver, the Nuggets on the money line. Maybe you want to do something like that, and you could get that into some better numbers. But minus 130 with Boston on the run line. Speaking of Boston, Brad, you know we like the Yurfies and the Nerfies, don't we? Yes, run in the first inning, no run in the first inning. So I'm also going to take a Yurfy in that game. It's Connor Siebold that's on the bump for Colorado, so he'll be in trouble. The Yurfy in that game is a minus 135. I also like the Yurfy in a contest you were talking about a minute ago with the red hot Corbin Carroll. I like the Yurfy between Philly and Arizona as well. Same odds, minus 135. If you want to get a little crazy, throw a half unit bet on it. parlay both of those together, a Yurfee with Colorado and Boston and a Yurfee with Philly and Arizona. If you put those two together, you're sitting at a plus 203. So not too bad there in that one. I mentioned that I liked Corey Seager because of his history against Tyler Anderson. I already had him in that same game parlay hit prop that we started everything off with on the plus bus. I also like him to go over 1.5 total bases, which is even money at DraftKings at a plus 100. So Corey Seager, again, he's got a 381 lifetime average against Anderson, and two of his hits are the extra base variety, one home run, one triple. So whether he does it with two singles or he just ropes a double down the line, Seager should get over that total bases at a plus 100. Back to Ball Arena we go for this evening. You liked Jamal with his assists at 8.5. I'm taking an alt number. I'm calling for him to have 10 or more assists. That one is a plus 165 right now.
Woo!
If you want to place the alt, again, Brad already told you he's had at least 10 in all four games. Dude is a dime machine right now for Denver. So at plus 165, I will play the odds that he does it again. I did this throughout the regular season. I obviously can't guarantee you that it's going to happen this evening, but every time Nikola Jokic's triple-double is a plus number, I take it. And at DraftKings tonight, he's a plus 115 for the trip dub. I know that Jamal's getting more of the assists than he is, but plus 115 for the triple double machine, I can't resist. So I threw that in there on a half unit bet as well. Finally, if you really want to try to zero in on a big time plus payout for Denver to win by between 11 and 15, which is the same bet that I made in game four and it hit, I'm doing it again tonight. If Denver wins by between 11 and 15, that is plus 450 at DraftKings. So the spread, as we all know, is at 9. So if Denver wins it by double figures but doesn't win it by, you know, 20, which I don't think Miami's going to allow to happen. I think Bam and Jimmy are going to show up. But if Denver can do it again in that exact same range that we bet the last time, it is plus 450. One more for you. Nikola Jokic over 22.5 assists plus rebounds. Take the points out. Assists plus rebounds, 22.5, minus 125. It's almost universally at minus 125 across all of the books. So take your pick of your favorite. Yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Central Illinois.
Oh, be still my beating heart. Man, some juicy plays and bonus time from Lundy there. And let's, again, get seduced by that juice. A little Team Huevos parlay play, game five of the NBA Finals. Give me Miami on an alt line at plus 19.5. Can they not get blown out by 20 or more? I don't think they will, because this is their last stand. They're going to try to make this somewhat competitive. So please don't get smacked down, Jimmy Butler and friends. I'm going to parlay that with Nikola Jokic, one made three. Bruce Brown, one made three. Jamal Murray, two or more main threes. Duncan Robinson, three. And Kevin Love, three. So will those rainmakers do all the necessary work to get me to plus 280 at BetMGM? I think they will. To give you some quick background, Jokic on the main threes, he's done this in 16 of 19 postseason games, shooting 46.6% from way downtown. Bruce Brown has done this in 9 of his last 10, and he's shooting 50%, 7 of 14 from beyond the arc here in the NBA Finals. Jamal Murray, meanwhile, he has hit at least 2 threes in 9 of his last 10 postseason games, and in the finals is netting 41.7% from distance. Duncan Robinson, he has hit at least 1 three in 9 of his last 10 playoff matchups, and in the NBA Finals, 44.4%. from distance, averaging 4.5 3-point attempts per game. And then finally, Kevin Love-a-dub-dub. He is a jack 5.3 attempts per game here in the finals, and he's hit at least 1 3 in all 3 games he has seen action in at 43.8%. So to recap, Miami plus 19.5 on that alt spread. Jokic a 3, Brown a 3, Murray 2 or more made threes, Robinson a 3, Love a 3, plus 280. At BetMGM. And on the diamond, parlay play, Team Huevos style, numero dos, the Tampa Bay Rays humble the Oakland A's in their 5-game win streak. Give me the Rays in the money line. Give me the Rays 3 or more runs. Give me Zach Eflin, who has been awesome on the mound. Five or more Ks and Wander Franco to get a hit plus 150 at DraftKings. A rapid fire background on these various legs. If you look at Tampa, a team that is red hot right now, really they've been red hot all season long. They have won seven of their last eight games. And earlier this year in a three-game series against Oakland, they outscored them 31-5. 31-5. Again, they're going to show up tonight. I know Oakland is playing at a very respectable level here of late. That leads me into the Rays scoring at least three runs, which they have done in 10 of their last 11 games. Though, to be fair, they're just number 15 in total runs scored in the last couple of weeks in Major League Baseball. Wander Franco, let's go to that leg next. He's 1-for-3 against James Capriellen, who is on the bump for Oakland. So he's got a little bit of experience there, but he has registered a hit in all three matchups prior against the A's and has gotten at least a hit in 12 of his last 14 games, batting .315 over the last 15 days. And then finally, Zach Eflin, five or more strikeouts. Oakland, they've been walks machines or lead the major leagues in total walks here the last couple of weeks. So as a result, their strikeouts have reduced. They're number 20 in K rate during that two-week span. But Eflin has punched out at least five in 8 of 11 starts. And remember, back in April, first time he faced the A's, he struck out seven in that game. I just need five. So to recap, Rays money line, Rays three plus runs, Zach Eflin, five or more Ks, Wander Franco to get a hit plus 150 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. A couple more plays for you. MPJ in game number five, I've seen a block shot. He's due for one, plus 155. The juice has gotten high. It's very viable. I'm getting seduced by it, no question. He had two blocks in game number one. Hasn't got one since, but he has registered at least a block shot in eight playoff games during this postseason run. Miami has allowed the eighth most opponent blocks per game at 4.6. So give me a swat to the seats. MPJ, again, a plus 155 at DraftKings. That will hopefully, fingers and toes very much crossed, cash in. Elsewhere in baseball, Randall Grichuk of the Colorado Rockies, he gets a single tonight. I just need one. And it's plus 110 if he does it on the road against Beantown. Maybe he'll be the lone bright spot for the Rockies. He's 4-for-12 lifetime. That's a .333 batting average against James Paxton, who was on the hill. Paxton's been great. Kind of, you know, reminiscing and resembling the pitcher that won 15 games for the Yankees back in 2019. He's got 12-plus K per nine this season, 3.81 ERA. And right-handed hitter is hitting just .203 against him overall. But you look at Grichuk against lefties, he's batting .375 this season. He's a specialist in teeing off on those southpaws. And he's gotten a single in four of his last eight games, make it five his last nine. Again, a plus 110. I'll take it. And on the very handsome juice there available at DraftKings. And last play for your boy, Taylor Ward of the LA Angels. I see he gets over 1.5 total bags, plus 105 at DK. Taking on Texas, 6-for-11 with three extra base hits, lifetime against Dane Dunning. And he's also hitting the ball quite well on the road. He's batting .280 away from SoCal. And you look at Dunning, he's got that sparkling ERA. It's well under three. But you look at the exit, but 4.61 says a correction could be on the rise because he's given up a 40.6% hard hit rate. So whether it's the extra base gapper that stays in the park, one that goes way out of the park into the cheap seats, Taylor Ward, give me the over 1.5 total bags at plus 105. I'm out of breath and we are out of time. Luddy's got to prepare his liver potentially for the celebration tonight there outside and inside Ball Arena. Denver Nuggets could hoist the hardware in the Larry O'Brien Trophy with victory tonight against Miami. Enjoy the game, compadre. And hopefully, while you were chilling and listening to this podcast, you're also dropping us a rating and a review. Give us 5 stars, would you please? Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube and drop us a one-sentence positive review. If you hate us, let us know. Please do so regardless. Also, feed or follow us on the Twitter. Check out Lundy at Nate Lundy. Check out my picks as well at Noisy Huevos. For the lovely, for the sexy Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Party hard, Denver!